This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Nation, and frankly, the entire world. America is praying for you, and America is praying for all of the victims of this terrible shooting. I spoke with Steve's wife, Jennifer, and I pledged to her our full and absolute support. Anything she needs, we're with her and with the entire Scalise family. I have also spoken with Chief Matthew Verderosa. He's doing a fantastic job of the Capitol Police to express our sympathies for his wounded officers and to express my admiration for their courage. Our brave Capitol Police perform a challenging job with incredible skill, and their sacrifice makes democracy possible. We also commend the brave first responders from Alexandria Police Fire and Rescue, who rushed to the scene. Everyone on that field is a public servant. Our courageous police, our congressional aides, who work so tirelessly behind the scenes with enormous devotion, and our dedicated members of Congress who represent our people. We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country. We can all agree that we are blessed to be Americans, that our children deserve to grow up in a nation of safety and peace, and that we are strongest when we are unified and when we work together for the common good. Please take a moment today to cherish those you love and always remember those who serve and keep us safe. God bless them all. God bless you. And God bless America. Thank you.
Our President Donald Trump, speaking on the shooting, the baseball shooting there in Virginia, and, of course, his comments on Steve Scalise as well, the majority whip. You know, what he shared was very appropriate. What, you know, a congressman, leader of the House, Pat Ryan, had to share. And also with Nancy Pelosi saying, you know, it was a rare moment, but she had to note that and say that she was in total agreement with what Ryan had to share with everyone, that, you know, we can only hope. I think we go through the exercise of hoping that there might be some unification that would take place, that it's okay, you know, to passionately agree, you know, or disagree and support your case and argue and debate your case. That's okay. But when it gets to the point that you lose sense of civility, and this is what's been happening in this freewheeling, rhetoric field environment, this news environment with the news cycle and with bloggers and all this is all complicit. You know, the language that's put out there that keeps raising the ante, you know, celebrities doing the things that they're doing. I think as John Lott said, you know, we were very fortunate. It could have been a lot worse. Rand Paul said the same thing. I mean, this could have been an absolute turkey shoot. And was near that, and fortunately, a combination of the, you know, Capitol Police being on scene, and this particular guy not being the best of shooters, all things considered, this could have been a lot worse. And but thank God, it's what we're dealing with right now, and maybe this will, you know, cut back the temper just a little bit. and bring things into reason and remember, as the president said, we're better when we're united. That's the challenge that is before us. 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. And, of course, after the shooting yesterday, some on the left could not help themselves, including the governor of Virginia. He says 93 million people a day are killed. Well, you know, he got a little excited with his hyperbole, to say the least. But, you know, this is the comparison that you had with those on the left and who refuse to let any good crisis go to waste, as they say. So here it is, guns used, and let's go into gun control hysteria. So you have a rather measured and calm president in Donald Trump versus a governor of Virginia in stark contrast, and those that support him and his way of thinking with a hyperbolic meltdown. And it just seemed rather abrupt that he would come on like this and not even have the facts correct and, you know, got a little bit excited. Of course, I think that number should have been 93 people a day, roughly. Larry Pratt is with us right now to bring some reason and some facts to this discussion. It's always good to have Larry's viewpoint. Political analyst, executive director of the Gun Owners of America for over 30 years. Larry, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I am well. Good to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, not surprised that the left responded in a knee-jerk sort of response after this incredible incident that occurred there on the softball field in Virginia. I mean, quite shocking. And, you know, after all was said and done, thank God that you know, the only person that died was was the perpetrator himself.
They have a view that guns in the hands of the average guy are just horrible. It turns out the average guy doing things like this is almost always some kind of a Democrat, sometimes a Democrat activist. But the fact of the matter is they just don't like guns in the hands of somebody who's not a cop. And the notion of self-defense, I think, really is something they fundamentally disagree with. Violence can only lead to more violence. You hear them use the same logic when we're talking about foreign affairs. And if we have a strong military presence, that's just going to provoke Islam to go nuttier than they are, something like that. So there's a consistent logic about not resisting evil. And happily, that's not something that most Americans agree with. And I think as this debate has gone on for years, more and more Americans are voting with their dollars as well as in the ballot box for the Second Amendment.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact that they're voting at the gun store. They're going and they're purchasing guns like never before. I mean, to the point that we do. I will agree with the governor of Virginia's assessment here that there are a lot of guns out there. And the reason there are a lot of guns out there, because there's a lot of evil out there, and people understand that they need to protect themselves. As you and I have had this discussion many times, Larry, I mean, surprisingly, the Alexandria Police Department responded. They were there in position at that field in about 3 minutes. But even in 3 minutes, this guy released some 50, 60 rounds of lead right down the, you know, right down the range here.
And that was with a security detail there for protecting the number three guy, the whip,
yes,
Steve Scalise, in the house. That shows you how quickly things can happen and why, had there been a hail of return fire on the dirt bag, arguably he either would have been hit or he at least would have said, gee, I made a mistake about where to go. Actually,
exactly.
I think he did make a mistake from his own calculus, because he had been stalking for a long time, apparently, to pull this off. And it seems that he didn't reckon that there are three Republicans, and maybe, I don't know how many, perhaps the same number of Democrats, in the House that have 24/7 protection. When Steve Scalise goes to have dinner, there'll be a squad of these guys protecting him. Mm. I've been up on the Hill when things like that happen. All of a sudden, your restaurant is invaded by men in black looking very stern, and
right,
in comes the protected one.
Right, exactly.
So that, I think, is what this guy hadn't figured on. Had it been Congressman X, oh, I'm afraid he could have done some much more damage.
Without a doubt. And or if he had gotten on the ball field, I mean, from where he's at, it limited, you know, his ability to get to people. But here you are.
Fortuitously, there was a locked gate where he was trying to get in.
Mm.
So your point's extremely well made.
Yes.
It was just a happenstance that he couldn't get out on the field.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, like they say, you want to stop a bad guy with a gun, you need a good guy with a gun, right? It's the great equalizer.
Yeah. And happily, there were those two. But what if the security detail hadn't been there? Members of Congress and their staff can't get back up on the Hill with guns. They could have legally had them in Virginia.
Mm, right.
They carry a concealed firearm. But are they supposed to then go home and leave their guns in their Virginia residence, assuming they live in Virginia, and then go up on the Hill to work? You can see that this is not a well-conceived system. That's why the measure before the Congress really needs to get acted on to make it so that your concealed carry permit will be treated the same as your driver's license, recognized anywhere, everywhere, anytime.
Exactly. And we need to talk a little bit more about that, Larry, because we've got how many states now stand on the Second Amendment right? You have a Second Amendment right, there's no problem in bringing a gun if you are right now, like my concealed carry is good for 34 states right now. But I have to be careful when I cross state lines. And,
absolutely.
At that point, I got to wrap it up. I got to seal it. And otherwise, I get pulled over. I'm going to be like that that gal that found herself in New Jersey, right? And 6 weeks later in New Jersey? I mean,
she was in the
New Jersey jail.
40 days because she had a gun with her. And she had done nothing. The cop that pulled her over didn't have anything better to do. It was about 3 in the morning. Nobody else on that expressway. And we don't know why he pulled her over. He never gave her a ticket of any sort, no citation. We think it's possible that he consulted, did a computer check on the Pennsylvania Concealed Carry database and found that, she's got one of these permits. And so maybe on that basis he pulled over this lonely driver. We don't know, but it was outrageous because she had done nothing.
Yes.
She was on her way to a job interview after her second job ended at 2 in the morning in Philadelphia. So this is the kind of outrageous decisions that are given to the hands of some police that don't know how to handle that kind of decision-making authority.
Well, it is amazing to me that Congress would allow themselves to be in this kind of vulnerable position. And that was my question, is that I'm sure some had concealed carry. Where were their guns?
Exactly.
Kind of thing was my number one question. And you explained part of it is that, yes, in D.C., they're not allowed to carry there. But I think that law is going to change. What do you think?
We can hope. And if this national law passes, that will override the effective ban of the D.C. law, they would have been able to take their permit and their guns into the district, and then they would have been armed, could have been armed, at that ball field. But
exactly.
Then,
well, Larry, we got to leave it there. We're all out of time. Larry Pratt. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right?
Father, I adore you, not there.
Live.
Hey, just just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Melissa Francis, yes, we finally got together here. This has been a long time coming. It's because every time I see her, I go, well, she's supposed to be on with me. Well, no, she's on TV right now. She's doing... They have you nonstop busy, lady.
You know, I just can't possibly suck up enough airtime over here. I'm just... Oh, I have to have as much airtime as I possibly can. What can I say?
Well, it's just that you're so doggone good. You know, they know a good thing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Melissa Francis, you know, we know her on Fox, but a lot of people are, you know, are growing to know more and more of your childhood, that you were a childhood star, Little House on the Prairie, and you grew up there, and since then gone on to author best-selling memoir, Diary of a Stage Mother's Daughter, and anchored CNBC's Power Lunch, The Call, and On the Money. You currently host, they say, two daily business shows on Fox Business Network. But it's not only Fox Business Network, but Fox as well. I mean, I see you everywhere.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that. I mean, they're keeping me busy over here. They're making sure they get every dime out of me that they put in. So they put me on all day long. No, I'm kidding. I love it. I can't possibly get enough. It's so much fun. But, you know, it's funny. I've you know, sort of remade myself as a television journalist, and I've been in this career since I graduated from college. I don't want to calculate those years because, you know, I'm trying to pretend like I'm much younger than I am, although the internet has sort of ruined that. But I would say I was on Outnumbered not too long ago, and that's our noontime show. We sit around a couch on Fox News Channel, and people come by and they tap on the window like we're goldfish, and, you know, we swim over to the sides to say hi to them. And on the way out of the studio, we walk through this breezeway, and there are kind people who stop there and want to take pictures and all that kind of stuff, and we're so appreciative to see them. But somebody stopped me one day and said, you know, will you sign my book? And I said, you're going to be so disappointed when you see my name. The ladies coming out behind me are a lot more famous. And she said, oh, no, I know you. You're the Little House on the Prairie one.
Oh.
And it kind of struck me that this is this thing that I've been, you know, trying to prove I'm bigger than for so long. You know, I had this career in Hollywood. You know, with more than 100 commercials, I started when I was six
exactly.
months old. I did movies and TV shows and all this stuff. And I realized I learned so many great things.
Exactly.
And I've led my life based on those principles. Why am I trying to get away from it? Instead, why don't I write it down, make it to the survival guide, and give it to my kids?
Well, exactly.
That's the true life.
Well, did you think the lady wasn't going to notice the bonnet that was on your head as you were walking down the hallway? I mean,
the metal pail.
Yeah, a little bit of a giveaway is all, you know. But you know, what a great run for you, and to be around somebody like Michael Landon as well, and he's all part of the, you know, your book Lessons from the Prairie. I mean, some great stories that really. Remind us of our humanity and the precious things of life that come out in your book.
It's really true. You know, I mean, he had a lot of issues or whatever in his personal life. I mean, I don't want to deny that. I don't know what really happened. You know, I always saw him on the cover of The Enquirer. But what I know of him was as one of the most tremendous leaders and bosses I've ever met. I mean, he led by example. He was incredible. He realized to make a mint in Hollywood, you had to own the show, write it, produce it, direct it, create it, star in it. He was the first one there in the morning. He was the last one to leave at night. He rolled up his sleeves and he worked at least as hard as everybody else. He was no diva. He was buddies with the crew. His dressing room was small. And by example, ours was too. If it was good enough for him, it was good enough for us. But he treated the person behind the camera, the person doing the makeup, the person driving the truck, with at least as much respect and dignity as everybody else, as the people in front of the camera. And he really taught me, you know, to work with pride, feel proud of the job that you're doing, work as hard as you can, contribute with a group, respect your coworkers, and that feeling, that thrill that you get, and that feeling of power and independence when someone outside the family pays you for a job well done, you go, wow.
Exactly.
I can make my way in this world. So empowering. And it was a lesson that I learned really early. And it was different from other sets. You know, I mean, it wasn't just the job, because I was on, you know, like I said, I started when I was 6 months old. I was on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sets in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And this one was unique. And I learned such amazing lessons that I'm desperate to impart among my children, that I wrote them down really for them. I mean, it's 9 or 10 bite-sized lessons in the book that you can read the chapters in any order. I try and make it funny and entertain you. You'll laugh. I mean, I'm very self-deprecating. You'll laugh at all the pies to the face I've taken in my lifetime. But the lessons are the things that I am desperate for my children to know. And I really wrote it for them and for talk radio listeners. I mean, you talk radio listeners are the smartest people out there. I mean, you guys are listening with your mind. When you watch television, there's the visual element. If you're sitting there listening to the words on your radio, music is beautiful, but you're listening to thoughtful conversation. You are really intellectual. You are really hungry for stuff. You would love this in particular.
Well, you're engaging a dimension on radio that somehow is robbed when you see it visually, and that is that you're engaging the imagination. The true core of people's creativity and emotions is right there. And so this is what I love about being in the radio business. It's been 45 years of my life. And, you know, so and it's cool to see and for you to take these nuggets that you've picked up along the way. And it is about, you know, happiness. And it was kind of, I guess, surprised that it was a surprise, you know, these surprising secrets. And maybe it's they're only a surprise because they're kind of things that we've known, but we just don't really take it. You know, we kind of take them for granted a little bit. So it's good that we're reminded. So remind our audience of some of these surprising secrets that you talk about.
Yeah. I mean, let me hit on a few quickly. You know, when I wrote my first book, it was about overcoming a blessed and challenging childhood. And a lot of people wrote to me and said they had the exact same experience that I did. When I read their experience, it was kind of nothing like what I went through. But what was common was that they were brought to their knees by life. I mean, really brought to their knees. And I think every one of us has been there at some point or another, and you have to figure out how to scrape your bones up off the ground and keep going. I've come up with a formula to turn disaster into your golden opportunity. And what I mean by that is where you end up in a place better than where you are knocked down from. And I came by this formula the hard way, by having to do it myself a number of times. And I've gone out, I've given speeches on it, and you know, people write to me later and say it changed their lives. I tell you very easily how to do it in the book. I show you examples of how I've done it. But I also talk about things like, you know, I mean, we are all so hard on ourselves. And I think that one of the negative externalities of this lean-in culture is that we feel so much pressure to always press harder and always feel bad about kind of where you are rather than stopping and enjoying it and counting your blessings. And I say, don't lean in. Sit down and take a load off. Maybe have a glass of wine. Congratulate the person next to you. Give yourself a hug. And take account of what you have achieved. And I don't mean don't work really hard, because obviously I work so hard in my life. But there's a point that you have to celebrate what you have and also not kind of push yourself to false examples. And, you know, there are no supermen and women. You know, if you see superwoman, strangle her with her fake cape, because it's not real. It's not real. We've got to give ourselves a break. And there's also, you know, don't try not to be a lunatic if at all possible. You know, when we drive ourselves crazy by being jealous of the person next to you, envious of the coworker who's getting more than you, rather than focusing on yourself, not only what you have, but doing your job well, you know, you can be your own worst enemy. It's hard to understand those concepts very quickly. If you read them and you read how I've made the mistakes in those territories, you'll kind of see it for yourself, I think. But really, I think one of the best lessons is how to come back from disaster. I really have a foolproof way to do it.
Well, Melissa, I appreciate your heart and your vulnerability, your openness to share these golden nuggets, lessons from the prairie, the surprising secrets of happiness, success, and sometimes just survival that you learned on America's Favorite Show. Melissa Francis, thank you so much. The book, congratulations on it. It is available at all the usual places, and of course, we'll link it on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Have yourself a blessed day. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. A recent study by the Program for International Student Assessment, or PISA, on the financial proficiency of teenagers ranked the United States 7th out of 15 countries with regards to financial literacy. The National Endowment for Financial Education, or NEFE, says there is a dual responsibility with parents and schools to educate teens on money matters. Ted Beck, president and CEO of NEFE, on how parents can help teens become money savvy.
The single biggest factor is parental involvement. And so starting at an early age, talk to your children about money, about how you run your budget, how you pay for things, how income works, so that they understand basically the dynamics of the household. And please make it a discussion, not a lecture. And one thing you can do is actually get your child to open a bank account or a credit union account.
For more information on how to help your teen manage their financial future, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here.
Her father's eyes. Her father's eyes. I found the good things when good was not around.
Bill Martinez, live.
Just like my father's eyes. My father's.
She's about as genuine as they come. I mean, you know, kind of what you see is what you get. And here's a gal with an incredible history. You know, she was this child star, and, you know, she mentioned hundreds of commercials and different sets she's on. And, of course, a great run with Michael Landon, The Little House on the Prairie, and you remember some of those things. And here she is all grown up, and who would have thought, you know, redefining her life and becoming a broadcast journalist in every sense of the word. And she relates so well. She is such a great talent, and appreciate her coming on to talk about her new book. And you will be blessed by it. Lessons from the Prairie. A great read. And she's a great writer, too. I mean, we're just really privileged to have her in our orbit and to be able to enjoy you know, the lessons that she learned and that she's so open to share with us. Well, and, you know, bringing up to the news here, you know, ever since Bob Mueller has taken over, and of course now he's built in his legal dream team that has tentacles into the Democratic National Committee, Clinton Foundation. I mean, this thing kind of reeks a little bit. Oh, yeah, and he happens to be James Comey's BFF. And, of course, we hear last night that now, I guess officially, the president is under investigation. So, you know, that has come out, been leaked out or whatever. You know, it's interesting how these leaks conveniently come. And, you know, so Marco Rubio says that, you know, of all the leaks that came out, in talking to Comey, he says, don't you find it quite interesting that the only leak that didn't get out was the one that said that, you know, President Trump was not under investigation. So I guess in order to clarify the record here, and I guess, you know, give some sort of credence to Comey and company, you have Bob Mueller, his BFF, coming out and saying, well, the president is now under investigation for collusion. Again, investigation is, hey, it's a look-see. Some people are all over this, and they're acting as if, you know, this is what drives you nuts about some of the pundits and the rhetoric that goes out there is that, yes, in the name of free speech, no responsibility. Let's just go ahead and let it fly and drop all kinds of innuendo and suggestion as if it's fact. And I don't blame, you know, I don't blame you. And I say you, the audience, and, you know, everyday Americans out there who are trying to just get the information to make sure that, you know, we are talking about the right things. If we're going to quote something, that there's veracity there, that it's not just somebody's opinion. Because like we say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And that's what's been flying around. There's been too much of that. And here we are with a special prosecutor, all the expenses that go into that. And guess who's paying for that? That would be me and you. We're paying for this. And the one crime, which you're supposed to have a special counsel, last time I checked, is that a special counsel is an indication a crime has been committed, not a fishing expedition, but an actual crime. And the actual crime that has been committed, they're just stepping over that one. They're just letting Mike Flynn's body just lie there on the ground and ignore that felonious crime. But, you know, let's go after, you know, Trump and his cohorts, because, again, the left just cannot reconcile that somebody who has never been in office before, has not paid the dues, and certainly didn't spend $1 billion for his campaign, could end up beating Hillary Clinton and the Clinton machine and her billions of dollars that she spent on her campaign. Of course, some now say, what a waste of money. And maybe rightfully so. But Donald Trump understands the heartbeat of America, and who would have thought that it would take a billionaire to understand Main Street America. But he does. Because what it comes down to a job, comes down to education, comes down to security, those things that our founding fathers understood clearly that the left has abandoned and said, oh, they have a better idea. But they don't want to put it down on paper. They just want to theorize about it and get everybody exercised. And meanwhile, along the way, in order to convince people that they should think the same way, they're going to feed them with all kinds of entitlements so that they're on their side and not the Republican side, because the Republicans aren't giving you all the goodies. You know, all they want to do is take it away. Well, all they want to do is reconcile a budget here that has been distorted because of these ambitious Democrats that have bought their way into office. It's been a pay-to-play scheme. That's what it is. At our expense. Which is amazing when you think about it. I mean, it's a pretty good deal if you can use other people's money to get, you know, elected and to use the Treasury to get reelected. Yeah. I mean, if you can get away with it. And the fact of the matter is we the people, we've allowed them to get away with it. You know, our government has not done anything whatsoever, because that's just the way they roll on the Beltway. You know, why shake things up? But now you got Donald Trump who comes in and he looks at this idiocy and goes, you've got to be kidding me. This is not the way, you know, to run an operation. And we've been saying for a long time, and it's not just been us. I mean, there's other people that know better, to say you got to run this like a business. And it galls me when some people say, well, no, it can't be, it has to be run different because it's not. No, there's a fiduciary responsibility. But when they take out the responsibility, then they can do whatever they darn well please. Like, for example, you know, when the Justice Department gets all this money and they find Volkswagen these billions of dollars and these other companies, you know, for infractions on the people, and they collect the money, all these shekels go to the government and the attorneys and the people who are offended. What do they get? You know, they get chump change if they get anything. The lion's share of the money goes to the attorneys in the Justice Department. Well, my question was all along, okay, where's that money? Does that go to offset the debt or anything like that? Oh, no, it just goes into their general fund to do as they darn well please. They can use it for parties or, you know, whatever they can justify spending the money. And, of course, we know what they can justify. I mean, it's not like what you and I would consider. as reasonable and justifying why you would spend the people's money and the things that you would spend it on. No, it's just, hey, it's a party, we need to have it, or we needed a video, or whatever it is that they can come up with. And so all this money that they've collected, it's, you know, it's like it's theirs personally. You got to be kidding me. And there's no pushback on this. You know, it's just like an accepted deal. And I keep going, well, where does that money go? You know, attorneys get a lot of money who fight the case. They get paid. Sure, got to take care of the attorneys. And the rest of it goes to the Justice Department. And meanwhile, the aggrieved get, you know, a couple of crumbs. Most incredible. I got to tell you, it is rather amazing. And of course, the other headline that people are talking about is, as we talked about with Jennifer Breeden earlier this morning, is Otto Warmbier. His parents just had a news conference. It is heartbreaking what the parents have gone through. And this young man, I mean, he's still in a coma. It is incredible what the North Koreans did to this young man, that he had been in a coma for an extended period of time. I mean, what are we looking at in terms of brain damage? I mean, this was a bright young man who made a mistake, and 15 years of hard labor. And, you know, the president was involved in getting him, along with our Secretary of State, in finally getting him out of there and to where he's home. And receiving some medical care. We're going to keep an eye on that, because you know more conversation is going to continue, and more enlightenment will come on that specific case. And, of course, everybody continues to talk about and pray for Steve Scalise, the majority whip, who was shot yesterday in that attack there on the GOP softball team as they were practicing and getting ready for their annual softball game against the Democrats, and that will be taking place as scheduled. And we pray for Steve's rapid recovery on this, and those others that were injured as well. This is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This report is brought to you by Alcon. June is Cataract Awareness Month. Cataracts affect more than 24 million Americans over age 40, but many may not fully understand the emotional side of the condition. A new survey from Alcon of about 1,300 people age 60 and older who have had cataract surgery found that cataracts can make people feel annoyed, frustrated, or old. Dr. Lawrence Woodard, medical director at Omni Eye Services in Atlanta and a paid Alcon consultant.
Most people get cataracts at some point in life. It's a natural part of aging. Cataracts can take an emotional toll as you lose the ability to see the rich color and detail of life. But there are treatment options available that can correct cataracts and may reduce the need for glasses at the same time. The Alcon survey found that many respondents agreed they felt happier or more satisfied with their lives after cataract surgery. And you can too.
Make your vision a priority this month. Visit mycataracts.com to learn more. This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon has announced that customers participating in select government assistance programs can now get the benefits of Prime for $5.99 per month. Prime members will receive unlimited, fast, free shipping on more than 50 million items, Prime Video, Prime Music, Prime Reading, Prime Photos, and more for $5.99 per month, with the ability to cancel any time. Julie Law with Amazon Prime.
We know when people try Prime, they love it. We designed this membership option for customers receiving government assistance to help them access the best of Amazon. To get started, customers will need a valid electronic benefits transfer card, or EBT, and we'll have more ways to qualify in the future. Customers who join Prime save money and time through our low prices, unlimited premium video and music, as well as our convenient delivery.
For more information or to sign up for a 30-day free trial of Prime, visit Amazon.com/qualify.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And we have a rather interesting and fascinating concept to share with you this morning. It's called Mirror Touch. Notes from a doctor who can feel your pain. Literally. Mirror Touch is an eye-opening, compelling, and brilliantly revealing medical memoir, medical mystery that challenges our understanding of what it means to be human. A Harvard-trained researcher and neurologist, Dr. Joel Salinas, is with us to talk about Mirror Touch. Synesthesia. It's a rare, seemingly superhuman, and only recently identified neurological trait that causes him to feel the emotional and physical experiences of other people. Dr. Joel Salinas, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about. Am I saying that right, synesthesia?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a hard word to pronounce and to spell, but essentially what it means is the blending of the senses. This kind of broad term is made up of syn, which means together, and aesthesia, which means sensation. So it's kind of bringing senses together. So people who have synesthesia are called synesthetes, and they can experience colors with letters and numbers, colors with sounds, or experience tastes with textures, and all sorts of other kind of exotic combinations. And brain research has shown that in synesthetes, the brain areas responsible for their senses tend to be more wired or activate together, essentially. And one specific form of synesthesia, which I happen to have, called mirror touch synesthesia, it's essentially kind of increasing the connectivity between the vision part of my brain and the touch part of my brain to the point where when I see someone else kind of moving or in pain or being touched, I physically feel it on my body. So if you're gasping for air, I feel it. If you're having a panic attack, I feel it.
Now, is this something that you just incidentally connect with, or you have to purposely decide, like, for example, with a patient? Because obviously, I mean, if you're walking down the street and you're feeling pain, I mean, this has got to just be sensory overload for you.
I mean, sensory overload is actually a great term to describe it, because that's what a lot of people who have synesthesia describe, and specifically mirror touch synesthesia. It's really just a glitch in the wiring of my brain, really. Mm-hmm. And it's a system that we all have in our brains. It's kind of mirroring system. So whenever you see someone kind of moving or being touched or in pain, the vision part of your brain activates, and so does the touch part of your brain. And so that kind of creates this 3D virtual reality simulation sort of what the other person in front of you is experiencing. And for almost all of us, that experience is unconscious. It happens without us knowing, except every once in a while, it crosses this threshold into consciousness. So if you were to see someone kind of playing football and suddenly get tackled or kind of fall off their bike and hit their face, that cringe feeling you get, that kind of oof kind of feeling, that mirroring system becoming really active. But in 2 out of 100 people who have mirror touch synesthesia, this experience is conscious all the time, and it's nonstop. And research shows that those mirroring kind of parts of the brain tend to be larger and more active. And what's also interesting is that there are parts of our brain that help us to tell the difference between our own physical bodies and the physical bodies of people in front of us. But in mirror touch synesthetes, those brain areas are actually smaller and less active. So this boundary between the self and other people is blurred completely.
I see. So could there conceivably be people who have mirror touch and maybe have just a vague awareness of it? Or is it just so obvious that it can't be denied?
Well, you know, I think it exists on a spectrum, really, on the extreme end, you could label this group of people as having mirror touch synesthesia, and you know that could be validated through surveys, but in particular through lab experiments, essentially, to see whether or not they have it. But we all can kind of relate with some of these experiences along that spectrum. You know, people who identify as being highly empathic or kind of feeling the negativity of others, kind of in their body, kind of fit maybe a little bit higher on that spectrum. And it's not that different from height, for example, where you can be any height, but we call some people tall and some people short.
Exactly. Well, and for you, when did you realize that you had, some would call this a gift, some might call it something else, but when you had this empathetic connection?
You know, I always had a sense there was something different or odd about me growing up, but I always talked it up to just being a really weird kid. Looking back, watching cartoons like The Roadrunner, whenever The Roadrunner would stick his tongue out, I would feel my tongue sticking out. If Wile E. Coyote gets hit by a truck, I feel like I'm hit by a truck. So, I always had these experiences throughout my life, but it was only until my first year in medical school when I learned that synesthesia was even a thing, let alone that my sensory experience was so different compared to others.
So as you became more aware, I got to imagine your ability for mirror touch increased.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting. It's the way I think about it is it's a sense just like any of my other senses. You know, there's nothing particularly mystical or psychic about it. It's really just a kind of a glitch in the wiring of my brain. But, you know, if you think about kind of your mind as like a desktop on a computer, then these sensations of mirror touch synesthesia are like a window that's open on the screen, and it can be kind of up in front and center. But if I kind of minimize it, meaning by drawing my attention away from it, it's not kind of so distracting, but at the same time, it's affecting all the other processes going on. But I can always draw my attention back to it, and it kind of maximizes the window again. Mm-hmm. So when I encounter rare or unexpected situations, especially if they're really surprising, it can be extremely vivid to the point where it becomes hard for me to tell the difference between kind of objective physical reality and my internal subjective reality. So as an example, as I began my neurology training, I began to see patients who had tic and Tourette syndrome, and it was one patient who developed self-mutilating tics in the setting of a lot of stress. And so he chews on the insides of his mouth, and he pushes his knuckle up against the corner of his mouth to the point where it began to tear his lip open like shredded beef.
Oh, wow.
And as I'm watching him kind of push his knuckles up against his mouth and grind his teeth and kind of cause that injury, I'm feeling like there's this painful buzzing sensation up against my cheek going through my teeth, and it borders on hallucination. It's like there's a stun gun up against my face being triggered with each of his tics. So it can definitely be difficult at times to really navigate some of this, but there's some really pleasant experiences too. Like if I see someone getting hugged or holding hands, I feel that physically in my own body as well, and it's just a beautiful experience to have.
Mm-hmm. You get the totality of the experience. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's both pleasant and unpleasant. And I consider myself one of the lucky ones with meritus synesthesia, because it was only until I was able to harness this, what I call a trait, that I was able to kind of use it towards becoming a better doctor. But other people with meritus synesthesia have been able to strike that kind of a balance. There's just one woman who has essentially become a shut-in, avoiding people altogether. She doesn't even have a dining room table because she can't stand the sight of seeing other people eat.
Wow.
And other meritus synesthetes, while they are not housebound, they require long periods of isolation to kind of offset these overwhelming synesthetic experiences.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and I think it was something that drew me into medicine, has helped shape me as a doctor. I mean, being able to share in the pain and suffering of a patient, they feel maybe a little less alone. And if you've ever been sick or known someone that was sick, you know that that means a lot in medicine.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, yeah. And you answered the question here, and that is that this gift that you have in mirror touch, that this has made you a better doctor.
Yeah, you know, it's helped me with clinical and emotional cues with patients. So in terms of clinical cues, you know, I had this one patient recently who I was consulted to see in the hospital, and she has cerebral palsy. So because of the cerebral palsy, she can't talk, and she, you know, she has developmental delay, so she can't even communicate at all. And one day she wakes up in the hospital and is really agitated, swinging at her nurses and her nurses' aides, and so her primary team calls me to come over and recommend the medication to essentially sedate her. And when I walk into her room, you know, I feel the beads of sweat on her face as if they're on my face. I feel the strands of hair kind of on her forehead as if they're on my forehead. I feel the fur of her brow as if my brow is burning. But at the same time, I feel this kind of odd mirrored kind of chest rising and falling that's faster than my own physical chest. And there's also this subtle, almost negligible feeling of my shoulder muscles activating, kind of contracting up and down. And to me, that's a cue that there's something else going on. So I decide to take a risk and trust my body, to trust this meritus synesthesia, and I recommend a special test. And when the results come back, it turns out that she had blood clots in her lungs.
Oh, wow.
And that's something that I don't think I would have been able to catch without the meritus synesthesia. And then in terms of emotional cues, it can be really helpful. I had this other patient who had come into the hospital because he developed a little bit of double vision. And it turned out that he was kind of at the edge of having what could have been a really devastating stroke that would have left him with what's called locked-in syndrome, where he would only be able to move his eyes up and down.
Oh.
So we were able to help him, and he was able to walk out of the hospital just fine. But when I saw him in clinic and follow-up, you know, he had started dieting every day, exercising every day. All of his lab numbers were pristine. But as I was congratulating him, the sense of joy he was giving off, as reflected kind of in my physical body, didn't feel like the joy that I would typically feel. It felt somewhat forced.
Uh-huh.
And so I decided to press him on it, and he just broke down crying. He had been depressed and anxious, kind of tortured by this fear that he was going to have another stroke.
Uh-huh.
And so because of that, we were able to have a more earnest conversation and put together a plan, and his quality of life eventually improved. And, you know, that sort of thing doesn't come from an MRI, doesn't come from lab tests or standard physical exam can even tell you that. And I think kind of this heightened empathic experience that I have through the meritus synesthesia definitely helped me. But I also think, you know, that even though with meritus synesthesia, you know, I may have this automatic ability to identify with another person's pain, I think for all of us, empathy begins with the willingness to try and understand what it's like to be in another person's shoes. And
exactly.
I think it's amazing that,
right,
you know, this entire range of empathy exists within us. This
exactly.
hardware exists in our brains, and we can choose to engage it.
Right. Well, Dr. Salinas, we got to leave it there. Again, I thank you, and congratulations on the book, Mirror Touch, available at all the usual places, right?
Thank you. Yep.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walk. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Anytime.